Merry Christmas, everyone. And today is day 20 of the 25 days of Christmas countdown. And today we will be talking about a favorite Christmas memory and a look back through the years.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.
Today in the house we have
LaDriva Davis,
myself Dolores Davis,
Shapira Davis,
and Varia Davis Bennett.
And a special guest.
Yes. Yay. Today in the studio, we have our
mother. Very own mother, Frances Davis.
Say hi, Mom.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. And we are also joined by another special guest today. LaDriva, you want to tell us who's joined you today?
We have baby Kinsley in the studio.
Yay.
There you go. Saying hi.
Hi, Kinsley. Thank you for joining us today, Mom and Kinsley.
Yes, it's a family affair. So today we are going to start off with talking about our favorite Christmas memory. Mm-hmm. And it seems fitting that our mother's here for this. So
yes.
We're actually going to have our dear mother start us off. So please share with our listeners your favorite Christmas memory, Mom.
I was thinking back and thinking about the fact that 1989, we moved to South Dakota.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I told the children, we have the 7 kids. The Davis sisters have another sister, mm-hmm. and they have 2 brothers. Mm-hmm. And so I told them that since we were traveling, coming to a new base, my husband was in the military, Air Force, and he was stationed at Ellsworth Air Force mm-hmm. Base. And I told them that we would not be able to afford a Christmas.
Mm. Oh.
And I told them all, and they were excited about that.
This was another mm-hmm. Christmas, Mom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
I remember, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so they were all okay with it. They were very understanding children. That's one thing I treasure about those days, is that they didn't seem disappointed. We understand, Mom. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up having a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. we gave each one of them
$10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all
yeah.
we had was $10.
I remember that.
And we decided we would mm-hmm. draw names.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
This is where our tradition with drawing names started mm-hmm. out. And so they were all excited, and this was so precious. One of the daughters.
It was me. I had
Dolores.
I had Mom's name. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I drew Mom's name. Yep.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was. You told me to help you pick out your gift.
I had your name.
You came and asked me to help you pick out your gift.
Dolores.
So I was walking around helping her pick out a gift. Wasn't that what happened, Jamie?
I don't remember that. I forgot about that.
So it was just the fact that they, I'm just thinking back to those days. Everybody was so excited.
So
yeah,
they were so proud to be mm-hmm. able to shop in the store.
Yeah.
And buy that gift.
Or walk in.
And then when we all came out that Christmas morning and got a chance to reveal the name that we had picked.
It was exciting.
Oh. Mm. You cannot buy those moments.
Yes.
They're so mm-hmm. precious. And so I'm just thankful to the fact that we had love in our family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we had a good time that Christmas.
Yeah,
we did.
I remember that. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I do.
We were actually staying in Billington.
Yep.
Because our housing wasn't ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that was.
That's kind of
we didn't have a Christmas tree or anything. So I think that they found a way to be creative with decorating
yep,
and putting lining
I remember
up the Christmas
Dad
presents.
Put some lights. He put some
wasn't it the shape
some
of
lights
the Christmas
and then
yes.
he hung some lights up.
I do. Yep.
On Christmas Day and to kind of
they
turn
made
the place
it work.
Into,
they made it magical.
Yeah.
And I remember your face, Dolores.
Yeah.
When you walked out and you saw the lights.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Your face just lit up.
Yeah.
Was that?
So excited. Oh, yes. I remember the home video. We got it captured. Dad had that. He would bring that out every once in a while and play it for us.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is a good memory.
Kinsley's waving to someone in the studio.
Yep, hi, Kinsley.
Kinsley's waving, giving us some Christmas love. Driva, what is your first Christmas memory?
The funny thing is, I thought Mom was going to touch on mine because that was probably my favorite year too, because it was a beginning, I think, a beginning of a lot of different things. Yeah. But that's where, honestly, I think our love of Christmas first started. We got to move here and we had all this snow. Now, I'm born in December, so I'm a snow baby. So looking at all this snow, and it was like, we came in after a blizzard, so it was like all up to my knees. And I just remember looking around like, this is Christmas. This was like a winter wonderland for me. And so that was probably, like I said, the first time I think Christmas became Christmas for all of us. I remember the gifts as well. Like, that was the year that we all had like those Walkmans, those bright, colored 80s Walkmans. Oh, they're like yellow and pink.
Oh,
and
yes.
And we were the biz with all those Walkmans. We were it. And we were excited about it. So that was I have to agree with Mom. Those are moments that you just cannot buy. And
yeah,
so
exactly.
That was my first favorite Christmas.
Wow, that's so funny. I actually have my first, or one of my favorite memories is the Christmas when we first moved here. And Mom, it's interesting. I'm glad you shared that story, Mom, because hearing it from your perspective is just like, oh, yes, that's a different take. Because I do remember the excitement, and I do remember, you know, just coming to a known area. But the one thing we had was each other, and we were excited. And I do also remember that feeling of going through the BX and shopping around for each other and being like, yes, and so excited, feeling that feeling of being able to give to someone else. And and then waking up on Christmas morning, it's just that excitement. Not knowing what you're going to wake up to the next morning, but there's still a feeling that we had.
Yes.
Whether it was the gratefulness of being with each other, being together in this new area, just a lot of different things. I'm not as excited as my sister Ladriva for the snow, though.
To be warm.
I like to be warm. I do like warmth. I do. I guess I'm going to actually add another Christmas memory that sticks out in my mind. We used to sleep under the Christmas tree.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was always just something we loved doing.
Right. Yeah.
Something we loved doing. But I just vividly remember it in our house in England. And we would, the Christmas music would be playing on Dad's big, huge speakers. Remember those big heavy duty speakers? And they would play on the speakers, and we'd fall asleep to Christmas music, singing along to Christmas music.
Yes.
So, but that's one of my Christmas memories.
Yeah.
Shakira, what about you?
So of all the gifts and of all the years and everything that we've gotten over Christmas, the one thing that I remember enjoying so much and looking forward to on Christmas was our Christmas baskets. In those Christmas baskets that our dad used to make and our mom used to make, it had apples and oranges,
nuts,
and all sorts of
what kind of nuts?
Like pecans and walnuts,
the
and
maple,
and then all sorts of Christmas candy canes.
Oh, yes.
You know, I know that Christmas time, you know, most of the time, you know, the gifts were great, and we always loved the gifts and we were excited about getting the gifts. But I just will never forget all of those Christmas baskets.
I do remember those. And the thing is Dad would usually have them out on Christmas Day. Like, it was something like we'd wake up and be like, oh my gosh, look at what was here.
Each with our name on it. We each got our own.
Personalized.
It was personalized. Yep.
The presentation
was
who would have thought kids would be getting excited about a basket?
Because it was our own, and it was just like our own big basket.
Yes, but see, we knew how to appreciate even just the smallest things. We really did. And actually, Dolores, I'm gonna elaborate with the us being around the Christmas or sleeping under the lights.
Yeah,
I remember a specific time where we had a sister slumber party. All of us were laying down in front of the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, and
We were all sitting in a circle, laying on a circle with, you know, looking at each other and talking about, so what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, see, I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, we so all cute. Went around. And what do you want to do? And then me and Kendra, of course, were, you know, being the babies, were just saying what you guys, I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a doctor too.
Just saying everything.
That's hilarious.
Yes. That is so
I'm
cute.
I want to be.
Oh, that was, yeah, I always remember Christmas Eve was kind of like the main time when we would do that, but I remember the Sister Slumber Party. Where
Sister
we had
Slumber Party.
Yeah. And
that is a good memory.
I also, which, you know, brings me to another memory that I have, I would say, is I remember the year that I was telling Mom that I wanted this doll called Starla. I wanted her so bad. She was this little doll that would sing. Yeah. She had her own microphone.
Really?
Oh, and her lips moved when you
okay,
would sing in the microphone.
Okay, it's coming back to me.
Oh. Yes, yes. And she wasn't like Barbie doll size. She was a little bit bigger. Hmm. And she could stand on her own. She could sing. You could sing with their karaoke. I just remember telling Mom about that so much. Because you know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching your Sunday, your Saturday afternoon cartoons.
And oh, yes.
You see the toys that yep. you know, all the kids want.
Oh,
on
man.
The
yep.
And I was like, oh, Mom, I
get
want
us every time.
So, oh, I want this so bad. I want so bad. And she would just be like, well, you know, throughout, you know, for a few months was just, well, babe, yeah. And so I just knew in my heart, that this was going to be for me. And so when I saw that under the Christmas tree, it was like my whole world had changed. And then I was singing with Starla all the time. singing in my microphone.
Starla!
You know, oh, I mean, no. That was my doll.
Starla restored.
So many
Starla.
Years.
Restored your faith, eh? Starla.
Oh, that is so good.
Yes, for right. so many years.
Faith of Starla.
Another memory I have, and maybe you guys have shared this already, but I think about this all the time when I think back over Christmases past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was one Christmas, I don't remember the exact date, but one Christmas, I was having trouble putting up the Christmas tree. And I was having problems with the stand. And you probably can identify with me. Maybe you've had
yes.
a time in, when you were trying to put up a tree and the stand just wouldn't work. And I kept working with it. And so finally, I called down. My husband was watching the football game. And I called down and said, honey, could you come up, please, and help me put this tree together? And so he came upstairs, and he tried to put that stand together, and it was lean. And then he would try to put it, try something different, and it would lean another way. And so I heard him called down to one of my sons and he said, would you bring me the hammer? And I'm thinking to myself, what is the man getting ready to do with the hammer? So I rush upstairs and I wish I could paint this picture. I hope I'm painting this picture for you. What I saw was my husband kneel down in front of the tree, the tree stand, and he hadn't got it to work for him. And he looks up at me and I say, honey, what are you getting ready to do with the hammer? And he looked up at me so innocently. It was almost like he was saying, why can't you understand, lady? I'm getting ready to nail this tree to the floor. I will never forget the look on his face when he was saying, it makes sense. It's logical to nail this tree to the floor.
Oh, man.
I knew how I had messed up. First of all, he was watching football. Him from watching a football game. And so I said, honey, that's okay. You
I'm good. I'm good.
Back down I appreciate watch that, your boo. Football game, and I'll fix this tree. I'll get this tree. And sure enough, I did get it to work, but I could not believe that he was He said it was logical. He looked at me with this logical look like, why can't you understand the logical thing to do is to nail this tree to the floor.
Oh, my goodness, Mom.
To the hardwood floor.
Oh, my goodness, Mom. Mom.
He's a fixer.
You guys, oh, honestly, that.
He is. He's a fixer.
He doesn't necessarily fix.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to say that our stories are literally like, we don't even have to make them up. We just need to be around our mom and dad.
Yes.
And we're going to get those stories.
Yes.
We've loved those moments over the years.
Hey, Kinsley, are you looking forward to your first Christmas this year?
Yeah. First Christmas.
It's going to be your first Christmas, huh?
Yeah, so Kinsley, thank you for joining us today.
Yes.
Little man. It's his night.
And thank you, Mom, for being here and for sharing your story.
So special.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it so much. And Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that leaves us with our positive thought of the day. What is Christmas? It is tenderness for the past, courage for the present, hope for the future. Agnes M. Peril.
All right. Thank you. And thank you all for joining us today. And we, as always, want to hear from you. So head over to our Facebook page and share with us your favorite Christmas memory where you're looking back through the years and one of your favorite memories.
Mm-hmm.
And so go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post. You can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Sitting around the Christmas tree, Daddy's listening to all his girls sing, seeing how they've grown from the past. A tear falls from his eye, he's sitting there wondering why this moment can last and last.
So we must cherish this time that we together. We are blessed to have our family so near. So thank God for one more Christmas this year.
Christmas is a time when you're full of happiness. It is a time of year when you know that you are blessed to have made it this far. Heart's full of cheer. So
this year.
Thank you for tuning in to the Davis Sisters podcast. Until next time, friends and family, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.